Hello. Welcome to Scobot number four, what I'm calling Scobot number four. And so let's just get right into it. I got some gallery pictures down here. So if you navigate to the bottom here, you'll see a collection of pictures, which just kind of shows the progress. Is that the right term? That's probably not even the right term. Progression of the thought process. Kind of starting out, not really having a clear idea what I was doing, but just trying to do something. And that's kind of funny because I just picked this piece of, I don't even know what this is. It's not really even crescent board. It's just some sort of scrap piece of board that I have. I think it's about 15 inches by 9 inches or something, 15 inches wide and 9 tall, somewhere right around in there. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm just gonna go with it. I'm just gonna start making something, and here we go. And then later on, if you actually do something you kind of like, you go, maybe I should have actually squared that off. All right, but anyway, that's what scissors and knives and things are for. Later. So anyway, the picture number one is this is kind of just the first few layers of things. You know, I usually start off with just some gesso, and I usually try to tint it. And I think at this point, I was using a product called Cell Vinyl, which is just a way of, for cell animation paint, but I had some of it lying around. I didn't have any actual acrylic colors. I might have had a couple. I don't know. You know, I don't really keep track of the materials. I just kind of grab and go. Always trying to stay on the move. So this is a bunch of layers that were put on there. I think there was some Indian ink drawings or something I put on there. And then I think there's even some white colored pencil put in here too. But at various stages after things have dried or they haven't dried completely, I'll go in with sandpaper and sand it down and kind of rough it up and just kind of, you know, just keep setting it back in there. I kind of like that aged look. So anyway, next picture, bing. Okay, this, holy cow, what's this? So I was trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to do with this piece? Now I have this surface. What am I going to put on here? Am I going to do a doodle on my sketches? You know, what are we doing? So I went to kind of experiment around and did some doodling in a program called Alchemy. And Alchemy is really a fun little program. It's free, and I believe it's based off of Processing, which Processing is a programming language that's open source. And there's a lot of things in Alchemy that reminds me of Processing that makes me think it's made out of Processing. But anyway, they made this drawing tool, and it has a number of different kind of effects and things. But it's actually just kind of fun to just try stuff out. And I had a kind of idea of the dimensions I wanted to do, what this piece of board had that I was working on, so I kind of worked along those lines. But basically just working fast, and I came up with this piece, and I was like, hey, that's actually kind of cool. Okay, I really like that. There's a lot of detail in here and stuff that I tried to capture when projecting this on top of the board to trace. But anyway, let's get to the next slide. I'll explain that later. Okay, well, here's the next slide is actually some detailed of the Alchemy piece here. And this will be fun for you to compare later to see how well I did. Anyway, yeah, it's just got some nice, had a nice energy and flow. I think I did it in about a minute or something. So anyway. Next, speaking of the projector, okay, so here I am actually projecting the Alchemy doodle on top of the board that's been aged and primed and sanded and all sorts of stuff done to it. So the only thing that kind of makes this hard is sometimes it's so bright that you can't see all the detail. I'm not using the little Pico projector for this one because I knew there was a lot of detail, so I wanted to a brighter projector so I could try and get as much detail as I could, because I was going to go in with my pen and I was going to trace all these little lines. I didn't even know what I was getting into. So anyway, you can kind of see some things in my studio there. You can look at around there. Okay, here's just a picture of the work in progress here. I've had kind of laid on top of the board. And so from this is what I started then to go in and trace. And tracing, oh my gosh, my back was killing me after doing this, because you have to get into so many weird angles to try not to block the projector light. So anyway, next picture. Okay, so the first thing I did was based in this kind of blue color, and because I knew I was going to do the black on top of it. So the next layer was the blue. So that's what it looked like at that stage. And whoa, next slide. Okay, isn't that pretty? There, I could just call it done right there. But no, I didn't call it done there. But that's what it looked like. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can live with that. So I think I then proceeded with another round of sandpaper. And there we go, next slide. So this is it, just kind of knocked down, knocked that down. And, you know, so it kind of sets it back in. I didn't mind in the original Alchemy, the Alchemy sketch with the contrast of the black and the blue. I actually kind of liked it. I liked how it looked a lot. So I was a little sorry to see that effect kind of go, but this worked better for the piece. So anyway, next slide. Okay, so this is then after I've gone in and traced with my little pens, traced it at this point, and so there I'm done, and I notice, oh my gosh, so even though I'm using the same kind of pens, that some of the inks are different. So one of the inks is actually more kind of a glossy, sticky, and one is more flat. And I actually really liked just the flat black rather than this kind of glossy, sticky one. So if you look real close on here, you can kind of see where some areas seem a lot darker than others. And that's just the different pens, even though they're the same, supposedly the same ink. You know, different tips and whatnot. But it just kind of had this weird effect. I was like, all right, I can't live with that. So then, let's see, next. So then what I did was I lightly sanded all that down again. So, and then this picture shows the pen that I ended up using. I used it a couple different pens, but the pens I used for the final inking in were similar in their flatness. And so then I went back in and basically painted over each one of these little lines and, you know, added details and went, but tried to get more of a consistent black rather than this kind of, you know, I didn't really like the way the other one looked. So here we are. I think at this point, on the next slide here, is I'm actually done inking things in. And so that's how it looked when it came out, kind of a more uniform look. The next slide, there, we finally get to take off that dumb tape. So, yeah, and it was actually kind of fun. I actually like how the white looks against it. It actually looks pretty cool. And it's always fun to remove the tape and see these nice crisp lines, even though I knew I was going to lose, you know, a lot of the design. I liked it. I thought it was good. Now you can see this crappy edge along the bottom there. Yep. I'm going to have to try and figure out how to square this thing up, but but that's all right. We can work through that. And then the final, or one of the final pictures here is just, this is a big picture of how it actually looks. So you can kind of see some more detail and stuff in there. Speaking of detail, I got a couple more pictures of just some little detailed areas of it that I thought were kind of interesting. This particular one looks like that little file transfer animation. Those familiar with Windows know what I'm talking about when you copy a file, that little piece of paper that blows across. I don't know. That's what this particular image reminds me of. It's kind of funny. And then the last one here, it's kind of funny. I see a little crow. What do you see? I see a little crow sitting towards the bottom and some sort of like sheep, lamb thing kind of jumping with a little mouth open. I don't know. Anyway, so it's kind of cool. I kind of liked how it has this kind of old, almost storybook illustration kind of look to it. Just, you know, sometimes you get lucky. I was pretty pleased with how this one came out. Anyway, hey, thanks for sitting through that, and I will see you later. All right, thank you. Bye.